This is 7AD. Supercars coming up thanks to Ned Whiskey at Simmons Plains, the Tasmania Super Sprint Series. And Todd Hazelwood's on the line. Hello, mate.
Hello. Great to be getting ready for Tassie.
Firstly, before we get to Tassie, how'd you go driving around in the rain at Sydney recently?
Yeah, look, it's a pretty crazy first round for us down in Sydney. Obviously, a lot of weather around. You know, we're somewhat fortunate we could actually get a couple of races in, but look, we fared okay first round with the team at Matt Stone Racing and got a couple of good results. And, yeah, now looking forward and, yeah, we're all pumped to get ready for round two.
Yeah, righto. So how's your car going?
Yeah, car's going well. It was my first weekend working with the team at Matt Stone Racing. Obviously, with the changeable conditions, we probably didn't get the best read on the car. But, you know, overall, everything's really positive. Everyone's working really well within the team and all positive signs so far.
And good to have a bit of security in your driving too, you know, 2-year contract, very good.
Yeah, exactly. This industry is really tough and only 25 spots available and to have another 2 years to keep having a crack and show what I can do, it's vital. And obviously as the whole sport evolves and moves into the Gen 3 era where we'll see the cars go towards Camaros and Mustangs next year, to have a spot available in that program is key. Hopefully we can get some good results in that time.
Yeah, righto. Well, let's go to Simmons Plains. How do you usually go in Tassie?
Look, we normally go pretty good. I think the team had their best result there last year, so we can certainly go into the Tasmanian round with some confidence, but I never like to use past results as a form guide of what to expect. So, everyone's going to be pushing hard to try and lift the bar as far as overall performance, and, you know, I think from our point of view, we're in a good position. So, you know, if we keep working hard, the result will take care of itself. It's as simple as that. So, we'll just keep working away and see how we go.
Pole positions, well, it's important in every race, but particularly with small circuits like Simmons Plains, because you've got to get to that first big hairpin. You've got to get to near the front anyway, otherwise you can get caught there.
Yeah, exactly. Unfortunately, if you're in the sort of middle or back of the pack at Tasmania with the hairpin, you get a massive bottleneck effect.
Yeah.
We've got everyone trying to get into the corner all at once. And obviously the closing speed is the slowest corner in the country for us. So and the approach speed is, you know, we're approaching in top gear. So the closing speed is quite significant. And, yeah, there's always a little bit of front to rear carnage going on in the first few laps of the race because of that. But look, hopefully we're in front of all the carnage and we can have a good weekend's racing.
You come out of the corner in what gear, and then, you know, before you go flat out down the back straight?
So we actually come out of the hairpin in first gear.
You go right back to first, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so we go all the way through the gearbox. So we approach, the hairpin in top gear in sixth gear. Mm-hmm. We have to go through five gears as quick as we can, get back to first. And the tightest, as I said, tightest corner in the country. And then you get shot out like a cannon because, obviously, with the way the banking works, you're able to get the throttle in pretty aggressively and, second and third gear comes up quite fast. So, it's a cool little track. You know, as you mentioned, it's a small track, but it's a really tough track to master, and that's why we always love coming back to Tasmania.
Well, that's the great thing about the Australian Supercar Series is all the tracks are vastly different, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, sure, you've got the, you know, relatively same tarmac surfaces on most tracks, but different corners, rights and lefts all over the place, and Bathurst is, you know, obviously the classic example of that. But you get to race on so many different tracks.
Oh, exactly. Look, we're very fortunate where we can, one of the only sports in the country where we can pretty much race in every state, as you mentioned, get to sample some of the best circuits in the country. And yeah, from our point of view, we absolutely love that change up of circuits because every time you go to the racetrack, it's a completely different challenge. You almost start fresh again, and it's a cliche saying of you're only as good as your last race because of that. You can't use any recent results as a form guide because some teams and some cars handle some circuits and some corners differently. So, that's the unique challenge of motorsport, and that's why we all love it.
All right, now for the occasional motorsport fan who might, you know, just go to Simmons Plains for one day of the year and they don't necessarily watch all the supercar rounds on TV. So for people who are listening now and want to look out for you, so what livery have you got on your car?
Yeah, so the team for us at Matt Stone Racing, we have two Truck Assist Racing supercars. So we've got Car 34, which is my teammate Jack LeBrock, and myself, Car 35. So we've got very similar liveries. There's only a couple little differences on the car to look out for. So see a little bit of motor on the car. That's with a little bit of red. So look out for that one. That'll be me behind the wheel.
Good luck, mate. Nice to talk.
No worries. No problem. Thanks for having me.